I read this random article about how Elton John calls Ed Sheeran every single morning. Ed Sheeran was giving an interview and he said that they've become friends. I guess that they worked on a new song together or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that he calls him every single day. And I'm like, all right. Like, granted, it's Elton John, probably one of the greatest musicians of our time.
Forget musician, songwriter.
Right.
Amazing songwriter.
All of it. But do you really want somebody to call you every single morning?
It's funny because I just envision this and it just goes to show that Elton John's a grandpa just like anybody else.
Uh-huh.
Or like a grandmother.
Right.
One way or the other. Like, that's who calls every single morning.
Yep.
So I find it interesting that he would be doing it. You have to kind of make the time, though, because you never know. With somebody like that, you answer the phone, they could be half delusional that morning, but chances are they could still say something brilliant.
I mean, Elton John is not that old.
Oh, no, no. He's pretty old.
How
man.
Old is Elton John? He's not that old. He's 74.
Yeah, no, he's
that's not that old.
I don't know. When I saw him, you know, sing on that Zoom thing one time, he was singing in the middle of his driveway, and there was like a basketball hoop over him. It was a very strange setting.
Yeah, but I mean, he probably plays basketball because he's 74. Anyway, I was just thinking about it, and I was thinking, like, well, you can't voicemail check Elton John because he knows that you have to answer the phone every single day because it's Elton John. Like, when Elton John shows up on your caller ID, you accept it.
He's also knighted. So on your caller ID, it says, Sir Elton John.
No, you think they do that? You think that there's titles like that?
Oh,
on
yeah.
Your caller ID?
When you're Elton John, he's probably got a gold phone. Are you serious? Bedazzled
really?
With all sorts of jewels.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen those new commercials he's got with Nas? I mean, that's his, like, living room.
I was laughing, though, because Ed Sheeran said that some mornings he puts his daughter, I think Lyra, her name, she's got to be like 1 or 1.5 at this point. He puts her on the phone to talk. And that's what I do. Like, when my mom calls and I'm, like, busy and I got a lot of stuff going on, I just put my toddler Dakota on FaceTime. Here, talk to Nana.
Right.
Can you just imagine this poor little girl being like, oh, great. It's Grandpa Elton John again calling. Is there anybody that you talk to every single day that calls you?
Not a single soul. If you were calling me every day, somebody was calling me on the phone every day, I'd have to hang up. I guess I could be better, son. I try and talk to my mother at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, every day. It seems like a lot.
My mom will text me every day.
Sure.
And I'll see her probably like 3 or 4 days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows not to call me every single morning. I would lose my mind.
I have people that I text with regularly. But yeah, the phone is a bit much. Some days you just don't want to talk to somebody.
Elton John calls you every day. Do you answer?
God, I would. I mean, I'm just hoping that when he calls and I answer, gold coins fall out of the phone.
Doubt it.
I feel like they will, like some rubies, something like that.
Maybe.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
This weekend, a majority of the country will observe daylight savings unless you're in Arizona or Hawaii. We're not going to argue about whether or not it's dumb because you don't have a choice, so it's pointless.
Here's the thing. Arizona and Hawaii, they're awesome.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about that argument.
So it's time to fall back. So what that means is at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning or really late on Saturday night, if you can't figure out what that means, is when you set your clock back 1 hour and then it starts getting darker earlier.
You know, there is only one plus to this, Anna. Some states will observe an extra hour of bar time.
Well,
woo!
We're going to get to that. We'll get to that extra hour of bar time. So what are the risks that it has on your body? Because you always hear about how bad it is for you.
A preliminary study has shown that daylight savings time could raise the risk of stroke by 8% 2 days after the time has changed.
So you have to wait till like Tuesday, and then if you have a stroke, you'll know why.
Awesome. Thanks, right? Ben Franklin.
Yep.
And other studies have shown an increase of risk of acute pericardial infarction, which is the medical name, the fancy name for a heart attack.
Stroke or a heart attack,
great.
No big deal.
Awesome. I mean, I'm already living on 5 hours of sleep average a night right now anyway, so thanks for the help.
This time of year also brings a higher rate of depression caused by less sun, and it messes up your circadian rhythm, which I had to Google what that means, and it's basically your sleep cycle.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So according to the lady on the internet,
yeah,
there's three things you should do so you don't have a stroke or a heart attack because of daylight saving.
Please reveal.
1, your internal clock may not be aligned with the time. One doctor suggests go to sleep 15 minutes earlier one night and then 30 minutes the next.
I don't understand why we have to go to bed earlier if we get an extra hour, though.
You know what, though? Who would believe anybody with that nutty music playing under the second part? It sounded like she was making fun of that doctor.
She wasn't. She was dead serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was like, dee, 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 dee. It sounded like a carnival.
I know.
Two, once you get your rhythm back, stick to it even on the weekends. Don't be tempted to fill the extra hour with more activities.
You can't even, like,
power, like the bar.
Like going to the bar. you have the extra hour at the bar. No. According to the lady on the internet that's got the circus music behind her, she says we have to go home and go directly to bed.
Am I wrong? It sounds like a deranged, like, funhouse, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Three, turn off all electronics an hour before bedtime. Doctors say the light tricks your brain into thinking it's daytime and affects the quality of your sleep.
I mean, they say that for everything. All the time they say that.
I'm sorry. All I can focus on is that music, because you're definitely in danger if you're somewhere and that music is playing. Just be aware of that. All right?
Imagine at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, you go to set your clock back, and all of a sudden, that music just starts playing in your house.
I'm looking for Pennywise. Yeah. Like, definitely, this is a haunted area.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Raven on our text line. Mm. If you rinse your hands in a public bathroom for 2 seconds and then walk out without even drying your hands, that's all I need to know about you.
You know, ironically, I have one from a public restroom as well today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This one I thought was interesting because there's a flip side to this. Mm-hmm. If you're monitoring how long people are taking to wash their hands,
right,
that's also all I need to know about
you. And taking
you.
The time to send messages to share that information. Right.
2 seconds.
I mean, it's a little bit much, right?
There is the rinser, though. The one that, like, does it for show.
Sure.
Like, they go, they turn it on, and they kind of just wave their fingers underneath the running water for, like, 3 seconds, and then they move on.
And the rinser is back, you know. Mm-hmm. The rinser was frowned upon worldwide over the last 16 to 18 months. Now the rinser is back. You're right about that.
Yeah.
If you're using your phone at the same time you're using the urinal, that's all I need to know about you.
Gosh.
Listen, I don't care if you have the iPhone, you know, headphones in. I don't care if you've got the AirPods or whatever. There's no time that you should be using the bathroom while on the phone. If you're talking with your spouse and you're in your home bathroom, it's still gross. But, I mean, okay, you can do that. This gentleman was on the phone with somebody, some individual, having a full conversation and using the urinal. And here's the thing. I walk into the bathroom. Does that mean I have to be quiet? It's a public bathroom, man.
What did you want to do? Strike up a conversation with a guy?
No, I wanted to be like immediately like, man, that's disgusting. I wanted to immediately say, like, how do you wash your hands and not get anything on the rest of you now at that point? He might have been a rinser. He doesn't want to touch his headphones or his phone after that with his wet hands.
It
gross.
Has to be somebody they know well, because when you're in a bathroom and you're on the phone, like, you could hear it. There's a certain sound the bathroom has. It's like a hollow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing. They can hear you actually going.
Ugh,
as well.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, totally disgusting.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're babysitting my kids and you give them tons of sugar and then you tell me that I have to deal with them later, then that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, yeah. They're off my babysitting list. But that's like grandma.
Yeah. No, this doesn't bother me, believe it or not. I feel like, I don't know. I'm always the fun aunt. I always am sneaking the candy, always getting the ice cream. Yeah, I'm always giving that to all my nieces
and
nephews.
Then you drop them off.
Yeah, right. Well, you do it to my kids, too. Like, you gotta live. You gotta let those kids live, you know?
With diabetes, I guess.
Thank you for the call. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Usually when you think about crying, it's all bad, but turns out that there's a lot of health benefits. Like, it helps to detoxify your body, it dulls pain with the oxytocin boost, it even improves your mood, which seems like an oxymoron, because usually when you're crying, you're in a bad mood.
I mean, it removes toxins from my body. I had no idea.
No, it definitely does. It's
That's
cleansing.
Crazy.
That's real.
I mean, I knew it would, like, you know, clear your tear ducts. That's decent. That seems like it makes sense, but okay.
On average, the American woman cries 3.5 times each month, while the American man cries 1.9 times
1.9.
Each month. Yeah. In different countries, for me, that was surprising, because, like, I don't cry very often. Like, I don't think that that's true for me.
Yeah, but you're different.
Why am I different?
Yeah, you're like a piece of steel. You're like, you know. I mean, come on. You don't know that you're different than some of the girls? I think that you should know that.
In China, women only cry 1.4 times each month.
That's all they're allowed. That's all they're allowed. We have to license them. And if they cry more than that, we take it away.
Bulgaria, men don't cry.
Of course not.
No.
They're Bulgarian. I mean, have you ever seen a Bulgarian man in a tracksuit? That guy never cries. No, didn't you see Taken?
Okay.
Come on.
An acting coach that has like 7 million views on his YouTube account. He swears that he can make you cry in 90 seconds.
Well, that's the thing about acting, right? If you cry, if you can cry on command, the talk is that essentially you'll always have a career acting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Raven, you ready to cry?
I'll do my best. If I can help you, I will do it.
You will be able to cry on cue.
You ready to cry on cue?
I'll give it a shot. Sure.
The truth is, when actors are crying in their scenes, they aren't thinking about crying at all. They aren't faking it. They're feeling it.
You have to feel it.
Okay, great. Thanks. I mean,
let's say there's a scene where your character is saying their final goodbye to their best friend who is currently in a coma from an accident, and their family has decided to pull them off of life support.
Whoa!
That is all sad.
Things got really dark right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
Instead of trying to be sad that your co-star, whom you barely know, is dying, I want you to think about the person in your life that it would be the hardest to say goodbye to.
Raven, who would be the hardest to say goodbye to?
Well, besides my wife.
Yeah.
Definitely my puppy.
Your puppy?
Yeah, definitely my puppy. Producer Sean's in the other room motioning that it's him. It's not. But yeah. My puppy, Barkley, would be really upsetting. He's my best friend.
But I want you to say their name out loud right now.
Barkley.
Say it again.
Barkley.
Say it again.
I'm going to say I'm not going to say it 5 times and curse him like Candyman.
Okay.
I'll say it one more time.
All right.
Barkley.
I want you to allow your mind to be present with them at their bedside. Their eyes are closed. You're holding on to their hand. And you've got 5 minutes to say goodbye. Start by saying, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, puppy. No, I don't like this game. I don't like this game at all.
Then say your own words to them. I'll give you a moment. Close your eyes. Picture them in the hospital bed, hooked up to the breathing machine.
This is terrible. I don't like this game at all.
Are you crying?
No, he's been a good puppy.
Oh,
you're always
so
the
sad.
Best puppy. Daddy's going to see you again.
No, he's in the hospital bed. No,
doesn't mean I'm not going to see him again.
Well,
don't tell me how my heaven's going to be.
You'll see him in heaven.
I don't like this at all.
I'll stop you right there. You did it. Now, you can cry on cue.
See, look!
I mean, it was close.
It was
but
good. Look at you! You don't even like it. You don't like it.
I don't like this game.
Yeah.
At all.
Uh-huh.
And if I get struck by lightning later and it's your fault, like, I will always hate you for this. Just so you know. Let's be clear here. And that guy on the internet. I'll find you, guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find you.
Every day I feel like I'm turning more into my parents. Because I have to rely on my daughter, Hayden. She's going to be 13 in a few months to do everything for me. I don't know why the things that are so easy to do, I can't figure it out.
Give me an example. What that will gauge as to actually how old you are.
I'll give you 2 examples. One, if there's something I want to watch on TV, like regular TV, not streaming, I don't know how to record it. So I have to yell to her, Hayden! There's a show on Sunday at 7.
Yeah.
Can you DVR it? And then she's like, it's not what it's called, Mom.
Right.
And
do they call it now when there's no DVRs anymore?
Recording live TV? I have no idea. And then she has to do it for me, even though she showed me 100 times how to do it with remote control. But here's the worst part. When I go back to watch it after,
you can't find it.
I have to call her.
You don't know where it is.
To play it for me.
Right.
Because I don't know how to do it either.
Yeah, that is a bit grandma-ish, to tell you the truth. Right. That's not even your parents. That skips another one.
Wait, and then it gets even worse. The other day, she sends me this audio clip. This is my my toddler, Dakota, the little one.
Oh, no. A table. It's broken.
So I'm completely confused. I'm like, oh, no, a table. It's broken.
Uh-huh.
So I go, what happened? What table broke?
What
table
did they break and how did they break it?
And she immediately sends me the emojis with the eyes rolling. She's like, Mom, it's a viral TikTok based on America's Funniest Video. It's like the biggest viral TikTok. So I tried to go into TikTok to find it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do that.
Right. You're searching at table. You can't find it.
So then I go upstairs. I'm like, can you show mommy on her phone how to get? She's like, all you have to do is search it. I go, I don't know how to do that.
Seems easy for some, but hard for you.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I mean, you've seen me try and make a post before. I can't make a post. It doesn't matter what the social network is either. I do it wrong.
Yeah.
And I get anxious and like sweaty. And like, I mean, it takes somebody 30 seconds to make a post. For me, I'm 25 minutes in and I can't get it done.
There's
like, and I'm flipping out. Like, I'm just hung up on it.
And it's so easy. There's some things that are easy that you just can't do.
Yeah, I can't program my dishwasher. It's got some, like, delay function and all these fancy buttons on it. I press start. That's what I do. I don't know if I hit the, you know, what temperature to set it at. I don't know any of that stuff. I just hit start.
That's smart.
And then I ask my wife from the other room, am I doing this right?
The answer's no.
She just tells me, no, just don't touch it. Don't. I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that is really easy, but for some reason you just can't do it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Checking the oil on that stick in the when you lift the hood.
Yeah.
To see if you have enough oil.
I'll one-up you. I don't even know how to open the hood of my car.
Oh, good.
No clue.
I mean, are you serious?
No, I have no idea how to do that.
There's a lever that says hood, usually.
I don't think on my car.
But then after you pull that, there is another thing underneath that you have to touch typically to open it.
I have no idea. I've never had to open a hood of a car in my life.
You know, they make the dipstick easier nowadays to read. But back in the day, like, you put the dipstick back in the engine and it gets oil on the dipstick. How do you know if you're ever getting it accurate? I don't know. I've got that old van. On my van, I have no idea how to read it. You're right. It can be difficult if you don't know what you're doing. Thank you.
There's just some things that everybody else can seem to do with no problem, but for you, you just can't. What is the easy thing that everybody else can do and you can't do it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Writing a check.
Writing a check.
Wow.
What is the hardest part?
Putting those numbers at the end.
Oh.
.100 or .whatever.
Yeah.
Slash. I don't get it.
Is this like your hand just doesn't listen to your brain at that point? It just won't do it.
Do they still teach you in school how to do that?
I don't think they teach you in school how to write checks anymore, but I am an ace at writing checks.
Raven still writes checks in the studio during the show all the time.
I hate my bank now, and I won't switch my bank because I have 6 boxes of checks in my safe right now.
The strangest thing.
And I don't want to order new checks. I don't want to do it. So it's so many checks. I mean, I don't write as many as I used to. 6 boxes of checks will literally last me until I die, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So now I'm just stuck with this terrible bank until I die because I'm so OCD about these checks.
But he can write one, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the thing that's easy for everybody else but hard for you?
It's so funny because I'm a truck driver. I drive an 18-wheeler. And I can park this truck, like, you'll be amazed, this spot where I put this truck on. But I can no park my car.
Wow. Maybe Anna, you are also, maybe Anna is also a truck driver at heart because she can't park her car to save her life.
Oh my gosh. I've gotten in so much trouble these last couple weeks for my parking. I got a ticket for my parking.
Uh-huh.
Somebody left a nasty note on my car for my parking. I don't know what's happened to me, but I didn't realize that I could probably drive an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. That's funny. That is quirky, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Just stay in your truck. We need you guys working right now. Anyways, like crazy. And Ann Raven, what's that thing that's easy for everybody else, but it's hard for you? You just can't do it.
I can't send emails on my phone.
Oh, what? I mean, there's an arrow that says when it's time to send, right? Like,
not that easy.
Okay.
I mean, the whole point is the easy thing that you just can't figure out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The truth is when I try and copy and paste and do emails on my phone and then send them, I look at them later on my email server, and they're like 7 different size text, different colors and stuff. And I say, oh, my God, I sent this to somebody. They must think I'm a complete idiot. Right. You know what I mean? So you know what? You're right. It's not all that easy.
No.
I'm sorry for judging you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's an easy thing you just can't do?
I can't swallow pills. I can't take any medicine. I'm just screwed if I have a headache.
Oh, wow.
Do you have that? So I am the same way. Alicia will tell you, my wife will tell you that I am the most dramatic medicine swallower ever. Like, I have to take the biggest swig of water and, like, be standing and throw my head back all theatrically and, like, swish my mouth around.
It can't touch your throat. It has to be, like, a straight shot
it's
down.
It's a straight shot.
Oh, gag.
I can drink a bottle of tequila with one friend, but in a night.
Easy.
But for some reason, I can't take an allergy pill that's, like, the sliver.
I don't understand how people can take the pills with no water.
Oh, yeah. But
that's weird.
You see people do it. Some people do that all the time. I feel like they're showing off when they do that.
like my dad. Yeah. He just puts it in his mouth and swallows it. I'm like, what?
Right. Dad, there's a sink right over here. Like, we can get you a water. Yeah, that's the most terrifying thing to me. When I see that in a movie, I'm like, oh, that's an angry man.
Or the people, they put, like, multiple ones. Like, I see a lot of, like, influencers. They're like, here's my vitamins for the day. And they all put a one shot. Nope. No.
Yeah, I'd be choking to death, right?
What's that easy thing that everybody else seems to do with no problem, but you just can't figure it out?
Grow my lawn.
Yeah.
Just can't grow my lawn. Can't make my lawn look decent. It's always terrible, and I throw nothing but money and time and effort at it.
I can't figure out how to connect my new phone to the Bluetooth in my car.
You know what? I mean, I like it when you get in something and it just connects itself automatically. And if it doesn't after that, like, if I got to jump through hoops, forget it.
I went to settings. I know. I did. Gosh, the same thing all the time.
Terrible.
Checking our text line, Caroline wrote, I work out, run 5Ks. I have never, ever been able to touch my toes. Can you touch your toes?
I can touch my toes.
You can?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Let me see.
Okay, hold on. Easy. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Hands on her. Look at you. Yeah, look at touching your toes.
No problem.
Wow.
No problem. Does that mean I'm an Olympic athlete now?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Hi, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that easy thing you just can't do?
You're going to laugh at this copy and paste.
What?
On the computer, copy and paste. My kids say, Ma, for the job you have, you shouldn't know how to do that.
Somebody has explained to you that it's just Control C, right? And Control V. Somebody has explained that, but yet you can't, you're not able to do the copy and paste.
I have to write them seriously. And I'm always in news and public relations for my job. I should really know how to do I just have to write it down and do it. I just haven't had the patience to do it. I do it very little, you know, need for me to do it. But yeah, I know.
It evades her, Raven. She just can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the copy and paste. Anything I have to do to create less work, I'm going to learn that. Yeah. I'm going to learn that function. Thank you for
Thank
the call.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that easy thing you just can't do?
I just cannot whistle.
Oh, yeah. I can't whistle either. I've tried to learn a million times. Hold on. What does it sound like when you do it? And then I'll tell you what it sounds like when I do it.
It sounds like air. It almost sounds like it's getting there, but it just sounds like air going through a small hole.
No, me too.
That's bad.
And then I do the thing with the tongue like everyone taught me. Oh, now you're showing off, Raven. You're showing off. Hold on.
Yeah,
spitting is not involved. You're like,
I'm spitting. Licking my lips.
Spitting is not involved while whistling.
I can almost do it.
Oh, almost. You kind of got it there. I mean, it's sad showing, but I mean, you kind of got it for a second.
Yeah, you're not alone, buddy. You're not alone.
Good luck, sir. I hope you survive this life.
Did you?
It sounds like he's being possessed by the devil.
I think you. Yeah. It sounded like you cracked your window.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
We should start a support group.
Hannah and Raven, what's that thing that's easy for everybody else but hard for you? You just can't do it.
I can't say it. Regularly.
Regularly. Regularly. Yes.
Regularly. Oh my God. Regularly.
You know, like on a normal, you like on a normal syllable. Schedule.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Say it again.
No. Regularly.
Regularly. No.
Oh, my God. Wait, is that a word?
All right, the two of you stop now. You're going to probably make somebody drive off the road here. It's like a broken record.
Is regularly a word?
Regularly. Regularly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a real word.
Yeah. Let's stop saying this.
I do things regularly. Oh, my God.
No.
It's terrible.
You made that one up.
It's regularly.
See, I'm not alone.
Closer.
I'm not alone in my affliction.
That one's terrible.
Yeah, no, that one's terrible. Goodbye, sir.
There's some things that everybody seems to do that are easy, but for some reason, you just can't do it no matter how hard you try. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Roll your R's. Like, roll your tongue.
Raul.
Ricardo.
Yeah, I can't
Roberto.
Do that.
Yes, Roberto.
I could also do the thing with my tongue when I fold it in half in my mouth like this.
No, see, I can't do that. The rolling of the tongue thing?
It just comes out like...
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Good.
Sounds like you're spitting.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, stay away from the Spanish language.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Tana and Raven, what's that thing that's easy for everybody else, but you just can't do it?
I can't add 8 and 5 without thinking about it for at least 30 seconds first.
What? But did you take the 2 away from the 5 to make it a 10 and then add the 3?
I mean, what? Who does it that way?
Me.
I go 8 plus 4 is 12, and then, oh, okay, one more is 13, so 8 plus 5 is 13.
That's not how you do it.
I mean, it's a simple mathematic equation. You can just, you know, commit it to memory.
No.
I don't know what it is, but it just anything else I'm fine with, but 8 plus 5 for some reason just messes me up.
That is wacky.
And the sample of it, I'm a teacher, so it's even worse.
Perfect, right.
I don't know my 11 timetables or my 12s. I don't know them at all. I try.
But those are bigger. Like, those, I mean, they should be easy because it's just 10 plus 1 or 2, but look at you. You're looking at the ceiling right now, still confused.
You know, I don't like when you talk about math. It gets too heavy. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's an easy thing you can't do?
Literally anything with my left hand.
Oh, yeah. Some people can, like, they're pretty good with both hands. Like, turning on a lamp or off a lamp or moving things on my phone.
I can't do it in my left hand either.
No. I think I can do some. Yeah, I can do certain things. Lamps, no problem.
I can't put jewelry on with my left hand. Mm-hmm. I can't write anything with my left hand. I can't text with my left hand. I can also my left thumb.
I can put a light bulb in and out with my left hand. Can you do that?
Then the lefty righty thing, like lefty loosey, righty tighty, I get confused.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I didn't know I had that issue too, but I guess so.
Well, I'm praying for both of you.
Thank you.
I hope you survive it.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's an easy thing you can't do?
It's funny. I've never been able to do car stuff, change my oil, replace windshield wiper blades, things that like most guys can just do. I just never had the training and the skill set or anything, and I'm just like the guy who goes to the mechanic for everything, and it's kind of getting sad.
I mean they're charging you $40 to change a cabin filter. Come on,
it's a lot, and I get crap from all my buddies about it, and I don't know,
dude. It's called YouTube. Get on YouTube. Are you serious? You will go down a mechanical vortex, and you can search your specific car, and they'll show you what to do. Right? Believe me, there is some gentleman, possibly in a lower hemisphere, that is working in his garage right now in a vehicle, and he has discovered the wonder of videotaping himself and posting it to the internet. And he will show you anything you need to know about your 2007 Toyota Camry with the 4-cylinder. But the custom back coupe, I don't even know. He'll do it.
Our boss, Keith Dakin, hires a handyman to hang pictures in his house because he doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah, you could go that way, too. There's a flip side to that coin is all I'm saying.
67% of people say they can understand their pet's barks and noises. And I get that. There's certain things that my dog says or barks or certain yelps that she makes that I know exactly what she means. But here's the thing. I respond using a voice. Lila Bear, my rescue, has a voice. And it's like this. Mommy, are you going to make her pull my tail again?
Why do you make her sound like me when you think I'm saying something stupid?
My voice for you is a lot different.
Yeah, it's so different.
I think actually the voices are kind of across the board. But Lila has a voice.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah, my dogs have voices too.
What voices do your dogs have?
When I take the dogs out back, and Barkley always likes to take his time because he wants to eat everything that's in the yard and the lawn, and Baxter just wants to pee and immediately get back inside to my wife because he's just a clinger. Mm-hmm. So he'll go to the back door and he'll just scream, Ma! 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 Until she comes and answers the door. I mean, she could be upstairs. She could be whatever. I mean, she can hear him because he's got a very high-pitched, you know, bark, and he's just like, Ma! Ma! And he won't stop.
I think the interesting thing is that I find that a lot of people do this. I thought it was just in my crazy house that I gave my dog a voice that I talk for her. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, that I respond. And Hayden, my oldest daughter, thinks it's hilarious. And she'll say it to me. She'll be like, can Lila answer what's happening right now? And then Lila will chirp in on the conversation,
right,
too.
But it's you with the voice.
But it's me just doing her voice.
I understand.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a pet that has a voice?
I do.
What do you have?
I have a kitten who was named Ferguson, and then I changed his name to Joffy.
Okay.
It's Ferguson and Joffy.
Multiple personality kitten.
Yes.
Okay. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes.
Do you, when you speak for Joffy, am I saying that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Joffy.
What is his voice?
It's pretty high-pitched, so just guard your ears. But okay. It's something like,
Does Joffy say anything besides meow?
Crazy.
Right. Does he say like anything beyond meow, or were you saying like yes? I don't know what you were saying.
Yeah, it's like yes, like that.
Okay.
That cat is
crazy.
I know.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
Yep.
I can't believe how many people actually do this. Yeah, thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a pet?
Yeah, I have a pet.
What kind of pet?
His name is Buster. Mm-hmm. He's a St. Bernard.
Oh, does he have a voice? Please tell me he does.
Yeah, he does. Hey, I'm hungry. Why don't you feed me? Why don't you get up and do something? Hey.
What?
Hey, I gotta go poop. Why don't you let me out?
What?
Very condescending.
At first, I felt like Buster was coming on to you, to tell you the truth. But all right, Buster's got kind of an Al Green thing happening there, right?
It's kind of a Barry White. So
yes.
Almost
okay.
A Barry White.
All right, I get it. All right, I hear that.
Turns out we're not alone. I thought only crazy people do this. Turns out a lot of people do it. 67% of people say they can understand their pets' barks and noises and whatever. But do you talk for your animal? Like, do you give them a specific voice and respond using that voice for them? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a pet?
I have 3 cats.
Now, do each of them have their own voice, or is there just one voice for all 3 of them?
Right, that speaks for all the cats.
It's kind of like one voice. It varies a little, but it's like one main voice.
And what is it? What does it sound like?
Well, it's a little high-pitched, and, you know, they get really fluffy and annoying, and sometimes my fiancé wants to kill me.
Cats are always like plotting somebody's destruction too. So I think the high pitched voice is good because when somebody's psychotic, the higher pitched their voice is, the scarier they become.
Mm, yeah.
Like Chucky, right? Like think of the dolls, right? Think of Charlie and It. I mean, they all float down here. We know Pennywise is scary. When he starts talking, sure, it's scary. But when the kid's doing it, oh my God.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have pets?
I have a little chihuahua.
Oh my gosh, does a chihuahua have a voice?
Yes, the chihuahua. Yes, he does. The chihuahua in the mornings is like, okay, dad, come on, I'm ready to eat. Okay, dad, come on, take me out.
Right. And his eyeballs are always big. Like, so I have a little chihuahua mix myself too, and I always think he's like so jacked up. Mm. But his eyes are that big when he's half asleep.
Yeah, he's very
he's got
excited.
Two modes. He's got two modes, big eye mode or actually napping. That's all he's got.
That's exactly what I picture a chihuahua sounding like. Like always just really amped, mm-hmm. like really going like, let's go. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have pets?
We do.
What kind of pet is it?
Well, it's actually me. I'm Tilly and I'm a golden doodle. And I don't understand why you don't think everybody talks about their pet because we're all talking, aren't we?
Wow, they have an English accent.
That golden doodle is very fancy. Sounds a little bit high maintenance. Sounds cheery right now until that dog wants something.
Oh, I just want to go out and sniff a butt, don't I?
I believe you. I believe you. You're a carefree butt sniffer right now, but someday you're going to become high maintenance. I hear it in your tone of voice.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What kind of pet do you have?
A dog named Copper.
Copper. Let's talk to Copper. What does Copper sound like when he speaks?
So when I give him a command, he doesn't always like to fully listen. And so he'll start to do it and then stop. And so I say, are you sure, Mom? Are you double sure? Are you triple sure? Are you quadruple sure?
Right. So the dog is anxious. I understand he has an anxious, tendencies.
Yep. Yeah. Anna and Raven, do you have a pet?
I do. I have a 2.5-year-old German Shepherd.
Does your German Shepherd have a voice that you do for it as if it was a puppet?
Yes. Not only she has a voice, but she has names that she calls us at home. So my husband is Pop and my daughter is Sissy, mm-hmm. and I am Mumsy. So she'll say, Mumsy, can you please take me to the park for a play? Then she'll say, Sissy, I need to go baby, please.
Wow.
And we'll just have full on back and forth conversation, my daughter and I, pretending that it's her.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Amy and Kevin. Amy, what's going on?
So our good friend, he just got engaged, and my husband here, him and his friends hate her, and they basically want to stage an intervention for him and have him stop this. And I think it's ridiculous, and it's none of his business.
When you say intervention, Kevin, talking about like you guys all sit down to him and go, are you sure? Are you thinking about this? Or more like you're going to kidnap your friend and then brainwash him and or whatever?
No, we're going to brainwash. She's brainwashed him, I think. We're going to take him aside and just really have a, I'd call it intervention, heart to heart, whatever it is. But he's got to wake up to what's going on around him. She's just manipulated him into getting him to marry her. We're just trying to help the poor guy out. He's just a little blinded right now.
Isn't that what marriage is, Anna?
Yeah. What?
Right?
But
one manipulates the other to get into it. I mean, sometimes we need a little push.
Oh, you think you're so funny. You're so funny.
Oh.
Amy, as an independent third party, is she terrible or are the guys just overreacting?
Well, it's a fair question.
I guess it's subjective. I don't know. Maybe if he loves her, he loves her. What do you think?
I mean, they're very opposite and opposites attract. She's, the bougier one, the more like stuck up one. But it's fine. Like, I mean, if us girls can deal with her, then, you morons can deal with her. So I just feel like they don't get their buddy as often. Like, he can't go golfing all the time. He can't go do this, go drinking with the, like, it's on her rules. And I get that. But, sometimes he'll come out, just not as much as he used to. And they just need to get over it.
Kevin, is that it? Are you sad that you're losing your friend and you're just, like, mad that he's not, like, being bro-y with you on a Wednesday and a Thursday because she's around?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. Sure, we don't see him nearly as much as we used to. But, Amy even said we tolerate her, Our buddy doesn't need to tolerate his soon-to-be wife.
All right.
That's what he's doing.
He's tolerating her to some degree. Maybe he loves her.
Right.
Yeah. He is in love with her, and he would do anything for her. And I think that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what we think.
At some point, your life, too, you got to say to yourself, like, you can't get involved in other people's situations. But that's right. Just me. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree. Like, yeah. I stay way out of it. But let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Kevin, that if you feel that he's your friend, you know him best, and that he really is miserable and this is making a mistake, then sure, get with your buddies and talk to him about it. But they may see Amy's side, too. This isn't your business anymore. He's made a decision. He's a big boy. He's an adult. And he's decided that he wants to marry her. And you need to accept that.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a tough one because I think people don't know what to do when they're in this situation. So Kevin's best friend is getting married. He's engaged. The problem is Kevin doesn't like her. He doesn't like the fiance. He says she's terrible, and he really believes that she drags him down, so he wants to get together with his buddies and stage an intervention with his friend.
This isn't a TV show, man. Mind your business. The fact is, this is your friend. Your friend's already made a decision, and he's hanging out with this girl, and he's decided to marry her. The reason they get engaged to somebody is not to marry somebody that's just like their guy best friend. They want somebody that's different. It fulfills different things in their relationship. Mind your business. You and your friends, be grown-ups. Go there. Put on the suit when he asks you to and do the right thing.
That's what his wife Amy says. Like, stay out of it. But if you really, like, love your friend and you look at them and you think that they're miserable, do you have a conversation with them about it? Because I think people get stuck in those relationships all the time. Checking our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I'm on her side. You can't pick who your friends are with. It's none of your business. Another text. I'm on the wife's side. He may lose his friend by putting in his 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. And listen, you can be right, and you'll lose your friend in the process anyways, too.
I'm on his side. What kind of friend if he doesn't speak up?
The mature one.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Kevin can't stand his best friend's fiance. He thinks that she makes him miserable and he doesn't even know why he's marrying her. So he has gotten together with a few of their other buddies and wants to stage an intervention with him.
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen here. And Amy agrees, is that they're going to go, they're going to have this talk with him, and then that friendship's going to be over. Their buddy has already decided to marry this girl. And while he might appear miserable with her in front of them, maybe that's a show for their benefit, right? I mean, obviously, he asked her to marry him.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. This just recently happened to me, and I think that he should just mind his business because he's going to lose his friend. It's either your friend or not have a friend at that point. You know, mind your business.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the husband's side, or the friend's, the guy's side. I think the operative was, if we can deal with her, so can the guy. You shouldn't have to deal with somebody. You should be able to just feel comfortable to talk about anything, do anything, not have to have any ears about you. You understand? You know what I mean?
I agree if that's your relationship, but it's not. It's their friend's fiance.
I think they should just tell them how they feel, or you know, how they feel, and go from there.
And never go visit their friend again.
One of my friends dated a guy and got married to a guy that I used to date.
Sure.
And I hated him. I really did. I thought he was terrible.
Yeah.
And when they started dating, I kept my mouth shut because it's none of my business. Plus, then I look like I'm crazy because I used to date him.
Of course.
And I remember when the doors opened in the church and she walked down, she looked terrified. And I knew I should have said something to her. That marriage lasted 9 months.
You should have jumped up right there at the church and said, "We're leaving."
I forgot. Change of plans, everybody.
We're outie 5,000. I had a friend at my first marriage that was like, "I have a car right outside those doors."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "We don't even have to tell anybody. We can walk right out and I'll drive you away from this place." And I thought he was crazy. And I should have done it. It would have saved me at least $60,000. And that's even after the wedding was paid for.
Mm.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you today. Kevin, you have to back up. He's an adult. He can make a decision on his own. And causing an intervention is only going to cause a rift going forward.
Right. I mean, all you guys will be out of the wedding party at that point because he'll go through with it. Especially if it's his first marriage. He's already on the wedding march, bro. He's going to do this. So he might as well be the guy like, "Awesome. Great."
Yeah. Well, then I think we're all getting very drunk.
Well, I mean, every wedding function I've ever been to.
Amy, you're right.
Yep, I knew it.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is up to $700 thanks to HelloFresh. This holiday season, let HelloFresh send you everything you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hey, Diane. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Diane.
All right. Here's how it works. You and your team. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade announced that you can expect to see a few new balloons this year. And that includes what adorable character from The Mandalorian?
Baby Yoda.
Number 2, Janet Jackson's Super Bowl scandal with the wardrobe malfunction is getting a documentary on HBO Max. What artist was performing with her when it happened?
Justin Timberlake.
Number 3, Zillow is laying off 25% of its workforce. What kind of company is Zillow?
Online real estate.
Number 4, American Airlines had thousands of cancellations over the last few days and they're scrambling to get things back on track. What 2009 movie starring George Clooney was about a frequent flyer trying to reach 10 million American airline miles?
I don't know.
Okay. And number 5, Olivia Rodrigo and The Weeknd lead the nominations for American Music Awards. What rapper is hosting? Give me a guess, kids.
Lil Wayne.
Okay. All right, let me bring Raven back in. Who are the kids with you? What are their names?
This is Brian and Juliana, my grandchildren.
Hi, Brian and Juliana. All right, let's see. You guys got 3 out of 5.
All right, let's see how I do, guys. $700.
Number one, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade announced that you can expect to see a few new balloons this year. And that includes what adorable character from The Mandalorian?
It's going to be the child, Baby Yoda.
Yes. Number two, Janet Jackson's Super Bowl scandal with the wardrobe malfunction is getting a documentary on HBO Max.
Ooh, somebody's about to get dragged.
What artist was performing with her when it happened?
Oh, Timberlake, man. Timberlake's about to get dragged, and you know I am here for it.
Number three, Zillow is laying off 25% of its workforce. What kind of company is Zillow?
Real estate.
Yes. Number four, American Airlines had thousands of cancellations over the last few days, and they're scrambling to get things back on track.
Yeah.
What 2009 movie starring George Clooney was about a frequent flyer trying to reach 10 million American airline miles?
Wasn't it Up in the Air?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Vera Farmiga. I love her.
Number five, Olivia Rodrigo and The Weeknd lead in nominations for the American Music Awards. What rapper is hosting?
Cardi B.
Yes.
Ooh, 5 for 5.
Diane, I'm sorry, guys. He beat you 5 to 3 this morning. We will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, though, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. It's Diane, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, y'all.
Put another $100 in the jackpot. Tomorrow, you'll have your chance at $800.